Ms. Esther Luzepani-Kamwi is Deputy Director of Forestry in Namibia. As the coordinator of the FAO Namibian Project on Indigenous Fruit Tree Species, she is convinced that the participation from small communities to farmers should be intensified, as well as the involvement from non-governmental organizations. This is her interview.
Mrs. Esther Luzepani-Kamwi, if these fruit tree propagation activities would have to be translated to farm, what would that mean to you?
It's a very good idea, and it's the basis on which we started the project on indigenous fruit trees, was to see these indigenous fruit trees removed from the forest and successfully propagated on farmers' land so that they could get benefits from it. So it is a good thing, and that's what we are really striving for in this project. There have been obvious benefits which could be seen already from indigenous fruit trees, like the marula. It's already known that it's a very important fruit tree in Namibia, and to propagate it is really a positive thing because it will increase the amount of trees available so that the resource could be exploited further for economic benefits to the communities. At the moment, when it comes to propagation, the main constraint we had is that we need some faster technology which could shorten the process of domestication, because if we go the traditional way, it will take us too long. But if we find some technology which could shorten the domestication process, that's one thing which could really assist in fast-tracking the process. In terms of resources, it's more of the imparting of appropriate technology to the extension officers in the Directorate of Forest, and then also intensifying the involvement of farmers, because in the previous project, we're really just working at small communities because of their capacity. But also the involvement of non-governmental organizations could be a good idea, because as government, we cannot really cover everything. We have a limited capacity. But the involvement of non-governmental organizations could also be one of the things I would look at.
Esther, you travel a lot throughout Africa and throughout Europe. Do you think the indigenous fruit tree species development has a future?
Yes, definitely. It's got a very big future. For example, in Namibia, we have a task force at national level, which is called the Indigenous Plant Task Force. And through that task force, we've been working with other NGOs and other players in the sector of indigenous fruit trees. And already there was a market being developed through an organization called Phytotrade in Zimbabwe to link us with traders in Europe who are interested in these indigenous fruit trees, and mainly sometimes as additives to other products. In that case, I think that's a good example in the interest of the world in the indigenous fruit trees.